Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
You made it to the week where we're celebrating National Handwriting Day.
I don't know whether to clap or...
National Handwriting Day.
Handwriting Day. Okay, yay.
This is a day we are encouraging you to put pen to paper. Don't just text it. Write it. Write a thank you note. Write a note for a colleague. Write a note for your lover, for your kids. Have a great day. Put in their lunch. Surprise them. Handwriting Day. But when it talks about handwriting, they go on to say that there's people that have different styles of handwriting. Cursive, sometimes people think it's a lost art. Not everybody knows how to write cursive. I only write in cursive.
You do?
I'll print sometimes. But yeah, cursive is just what I choose to do. I feel like it's faster.
I can't. I can't do that. Can't do that cursive thing. I don't know. It's sloppy for me.
Well, they talk about your handwriting and what it means for your personality. And I realized reading this, Radar, you break a big rule when it comes to writing. And this rule applies to texting. Can you write here on a piece of paper for me?
Sure.
Can you write, have a great day?
Have a great day.
Now, I've known you, Radar, since 2002. So we've known each other over 20 years. And I know your handwriting, my friend, because when I was an intern, you'd have to write on little post-it notes.
All the time.
Hey, grab caller one.
Yeah, I would do that.
Good job on the weather.
Yeah. So I would write those little things.
I remember as a young intern seeing your handwriting and thinking one thought. So let me see this sheet of paper.
There you go. I wrote something different.
What? You wrote, hi, Elizabeth, I need to potty.
I do. I need a break.
What's wrong with you? Okay, so you proved it. You proved
it. I think I have to go to the bathroom?
Radar writes in all caps.
I do.
And when I was your young intern in college at UWM, and you would write these things on post-it notes, I would think, am I in trouble? Is he yelling at me? And now, fast forward to texting culture.
Listen to you.
If you text someone in all caps, you are yelling. You still, 20 plus years later that I've known you now, still write in all caps.
And I wrote that especially in
all
caps.
You are yelling.
Yes. Hi, Elizabeth. I need to potty.
Why are you writing in all caps and being so aggressive and yelling so much? What? Why? Where did this come from? Did they teach you in school to write in all caps?
Because I really have to go to the bathroom. Well, no, because
Explain yourself.
I have a degree in criminal justice, and one of the things that...
Things that maybe people didn't know about you.
When I wanted to be a police officer back in the day, one of the things a police officer told me was, learn how to write in all caps because you have to write your police reports in all caps. They like it that way. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, I guess so because I could look like a lowercase L.
And my handwriting, as you can tell, is not the best. So I'm like, all right, well.
No, I think you have fine handwriting. It's legible. I can read it.
So who wrote? We have some notes up here in the studio. Oh, yeah. I wrote Adele in Vegas.
For our Vegas
keyword,
giveaway.
9 a.m.
All caps.
Noon and 3. That's all caps. But then at 7:30 all week, we're giving away Disney on Ice tickets. And Elizabeth wrote that. You wrote capital D for Disney, and then all lowercase. Look at that. See, I like it in all caps. All caps is easier to read, too.
I feel like you're yelling at me. Stop yelling at me.